Welcome back to Beyond the Stables, the podcast that sheds the light on the new generation of top-level show jumpers. This week, we're at the Sunshine Tour, thrilled to introduce our first Irish guest, Jack Ryan, who has just arrived here and will be spending 4 weeks at this prestigious tour in the south of Spain in Andalusia. At only 23 years old, Jack has already established himself as one of the most successful riders of his generation. He has not only represented Ireland in the challenging Nations Cup finals, but has also joined the ranks of Valkensvaart United in the prestigious Global Champions League, riding alongside legends such as Marcus Eining and John Whittaker. Our discussion comes just as the 2024 season of the Longines Global Champions Tour kicks off. Jack approaches the sport with quiet humility and a down-to-earth attitude. He embodies the true essence of a real horseman, prioritizing the well-being of his horses above all. Join us as we delve into Jack's world to discover how his modesty underscores the depth of his character. You'll understand how he has achieved so much at such a young age and explore the principles that have guided him through this journey.
They jump the last, they're clear, that's a great start. That is an absolutely superb round.
Today we're joined with none other than the Irish superstar show jumper Jack Ryan, member of the Irish team in the Nations Cup final, member of the Young Riders Academy in 2020, if I'm not mistaken. And he's joined us here at the Sunshine Tour, where he seems to have brought the Irish weather with him, but hopefully it turns around for him next week. So Jack, we always like to start off with the same question. If your horse could speak, what do you think he would say about you?
I suppose it depends on which horse you ask.
Your star horse, let's say. That's your funny guy.
Maybe, yeah, funny guy, yeah. Yeah, then I'm okay.
Can you start by explaining how your journey in show jumping and horse riding started?
Yeah, so my mother used to ride at a bit amateur level, and we used to go to a riding school in Kilkenny, which would be close from where I'm from in Ireland. Started there with riding lessons, and then got a pony, and then another one, and then another one, and then yeah, just kind of built on from there, yeah.
So you're no longer based in Ireland, if we're not mistaken. Why did you choose to move, and did Brexit play the role?
No, I actually had moved already before Brexit. I went in 2018 or 19, to Shane Breen's. I was there for 2 years. Got part of the Rider Academy there, and then 2 years ago, from part of the academy, I got to go to train with Jos, and he asked me to stay on, and yeah, been very good since then.
So you mentioned you first trained with Shane Breen before moving on to Jos Lansig. So you did a bit the Irish system as well as the Dutch system. Do you see any perceivable differences between the two, and what would you say were the main ones that you noticed?
No, both yards are very professional yards. They both, yeah, they're big deal in stables, so most of the system is very, very, very the same. They both look out for the welfare of the horses, and the horses always come first, so they're both very much alike.
And would you say you ride now with more of an Irish style or a Dutch one, or a mix of both?
A mix of both, I think, yeah. A mix of both.
So speaking about different cultures and nations in the world of show jumping, so you have a big particularity, and it's that this year you made it onto the under-25 team of the Valkensvaart United in the Longines Global Champions Tour. So you're riding alongside idols like John Whittaker and Marcus Eining. Very, very, very big names. So we wanted to ask a few questions regarding this, because as an under-25 rider, it's a very important step. So was this something that you had always looked to doing, or did it just all sort of fall into place?
For years now, I've been watching the Globals and dreaming of someday and being on it. And last autumn, Jan Tops, the owner from the Valkensvaart United, asked Jos if I would go on for next year. And thankfully, Jos said it was good. So yeah, to be a part of the fantastic team with Marcus and John Whittaker, a legend of the sport, and then also Edwina, Oliver Lazarus, and Giles Thomas. Hopefully, it can be very good.
Any pressure riding alongside those big names?
I think there will be when the time comes, yeah.
And well, the season hasn't started. It starts next week in Doha. How's the team spirit so far in Valkensvaart United?
I think it's quite good. We're starting strong next week. Marcus, John and Edwina are in Doha already.
The top guns.
Yeah. I'm going to try and start the season on a good note, hopefully.
And how does it usually work? Because you don't all go to the same show. So how do you decide who goes to what show?
Thankfully, it's quite easy. You kind of decide between, we have a group chat on WhatsApp and we kind of just decide who wants to go to which shows. And for a short one, then maybe somebody can go. Or it's not so difficult.
So what are your top shows to go to this year? The ones you dream of doing?
I do the 4 weeks here, and then I have a week off, and then I go to Miami. And then the horses go directly to Mexico. And after that, we haven't got so much planned. But.
So you got to choose a bit the traveling route now, the sightseeing. The Miami Beach one, it's very, very nice. It's an impressive landscape.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit. So as the under 25 rider, does that mean that you have to go to a few more competitions than the others? Or do you all have the same quota that you have to attend?
I think it depends more on which of the riders have the horses and which ones are going good. And when it's possible, we try and send the best team to the shows, try and get as many points, and hopefully we can be successful in the championship.
And the contract is only for the year, or do you have the possibility of prolonging it at the end?
Yeah, at the moment it's just for the year, yeah.
So on another note, in an interview, we saw that you mentioned how difficult it is for young riders to qualify for 4 and 5 star shows. So a change is clearly needed. What would you say are the changes that has to be done and that you believe would enhance opportunities for young riders in high level shows?
Yeah, it is difficult for young riders to do the top level shows, especially ones that they're trying to get into the bigger shows and they have the horses to do it. But it's very difficult. I think maybe the FEI, they try their best to give wildcards to the under 25 riders, but maybe they have a wildcard just for under 25 riders. Then it makes it a little bit more easier for the under 25s to get the opportunity to ride at the bigger shows.
Do you think that now being part of a team for the Global will help you?
Well, yeah, I get to go when there's the opportunity to go to some of the 5-star shows, and if Miami and Mexico are successful, then hopefully I get to do a few more. Yeah, and hopefully last year I got to do quite a few Nations Cup shows, which was fantastic. To ride on a team is always very, very good to represent your country. Yeah, but I think I'll have quite a few shows to do this year, thankfully.
How do you make yourself stand out to be selected for one of those Nations Cup? Because you ride with big names of Irish short jumping.
Yeah, I think you just have to annoy the chef to keep a little bit. Calling them, telling them that you have a good feeling with your horse, and then hopefully he will give you the opportunity someday. I think obviously you have to have some results and maybe consistency, and then work hard and hopefully.
So does that mean you can contact the chef d'équipe and ask to be put in a particular team, or do they usually, you have to wait for them to reach you?
No, I think you can, in Ireland anyway, you can call the chef d'équipe anytime when you feel that it's good. And if you're asking to be on a team and it's not good, then I don't think he's going to pick you again.
So you mentioned a lot of traveling, especially this season. Is that something you've done in the past already? Or do you usually stick to European shows?
No, I've been away a few times. I did I did 3 seasons in the UAE, and that was excellent there with Shane Breen and the Team Z7. That was a great stepping stone for me to the 5-stars. Got to do a lot of shows there, and
We often ask the riders' opinion about touring in the US, but you did a tour in Dubai. The Dubai circuit and, I guess, culture of short jumping there is very different, and the history of short jumping there different from Europe. So can you describe the atmosphere, and especially how does it affect the level of riding there compared to Europe or the States?
I think the level of riding in the UAE has progressed in the last 10 years. Unbelievable. As you see now, they qualified for the Olympic Games and they put a lot of money into buying horses for the Olympics, and their goal is to go there with the best chance. And we've seen 2 weeks ago, in 3 weeks ago in Sharjah, they finished on a zero score with 6 double clears, clear rounds. So the standard in the UAE has got a lot higher in the last few years, and hopefully it'll continue to do so.
But how is the atmosphere competing there?
I must say it's very good, even from not a local rider of the UAE. They were still encouraging, and everybody was supportive, and I must say it was very, very good.
And what about the facilities for the horses and the riders?
Super. The show venues there are fantastic. Around now it starts to get quite warm and all the indoors are air conditioned and the stables are, yeah, I must say it's very, very nice there.
And for the horses, is the journey very kind of long and tedious to get there, or is it as simple as going anywhere else?
It's actually shorter than America.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's a 6.5 hour flight from Amsterdam. So it's actually quite nice for them.
And how's the prize money there compared to Europe and the States?
Maybe compared to the States, it's a little bit down, but compared to Europe, it's pretty much the same.
What we've seen there and as well, and what we kind of see here, is all the Longines ranking classes. So the way we understand, correct us if we're wrong, is to be able to be compete in these 4- and 5-star shows, you need to have a certain rank. But to be able to have that certain rank, you need to be able to go to the ranking classes. So it's a bit all of a vicious circle. Would you say it's very, I don't want to say easy, but doable to participate in all these ranking classes? Because it also means that you have to be going to them, let's say, every weekend or every month at least. So it does add quite a bit of extra pressure, time, organization to both horse and rider, especially in the under 25s.
Yeah, it definitely does. I suppose horsepower is the biggest thing in the ranking. When you have a good team of horses around you, then the results hopefully will come. But yeah, around Belgium, okay, if you want to build up your ranking, you can do a lot of 2-star shows every weekend. Most of the shows have 2, some have 3 rankings every week. Yeah, if you can be placed in them, then you can build yourself up. But yeah, it's difficult. If you only have 1 horse, then it's difficult to go to a show every week and try and jump 2 rankings. I think you need good planning and hopefully that get the results.
Do you think this is something the FEI could change? So for example, in store either a different ranking system or give more points?
I think there was talk a few years ago about them changing it, but yeah, I suppose when you're dealing with people all over the whole world, it's very difficult to balance out the ranking. I think it's quite fair. But yeah, some people have different ideas.
So you were mentioning showing in Belgium. Now you're in Spain for a few weeks. What is the advantage of being here? Is it to train younger horses or to prepare the season?
A bit of both. Took some younger horses and some older horses. I think it's, the Sunshine Tour here is a fantastic place. Facilities, the rings, the forestry here. The horses feel like they're at home and they get to jump in several many arenas on grass, sand. I think for the younger horses, they get such a fantastic education, and for the older ones you can build them up so they're ready to go for the season ahead.
And speaking of the season ahead, so this year we inaugurated the new Longines League of Nations, replacing the Nations Cup system, and as well we're also starting with the Olympic Games with the new drop score system. We hear different opinions about this drop score system, and especially the 3 rider, and it really depends on, we want to say, the age ranking of the riders. So what is your take on this?
When I heard about the League of Nations first, I thought maybe it wasn't going to work. It was a bit like the Olympics. But actually, after watching Abu Dhabi, I think it's fantastic. I think it makes the competition so much more, you never know who can win. Mm. If when you get the top 8 going into the second round, yeah, I think it was fantastic to watch. It made it a lot more exciting. And I think it was a great idea.
And will we see you in any of the future legs?
I hope so.
How long before do you find out that you've been selected?
It depends. I suppose with horses it's difficult. You can pull them out of stable one day from the next, and they could, something could have bang or something in the stable. So yeah, you kind of have to be ready for a call at any point.
We saw you in Barcelona with McGregor, if I remember well, last year. So he was a superstar, a home red. Can you talk a bit about your breeding and everything back home? Because you produce this horse from A to Z, right?
Yeah. My mother breeds a little bit at home. We don't really have a big operation, maybe 3 or 4 mares. McGregor's mother, my mother used to ride. He was a fantastic horse for me. I did jump my first Nations Cup with him. I won my first Nations Cup with him. Yeah, he was honestly a horse of a lifetime. And I think I wouldn't have gotten the opportunities that I got without him. So yeah, he's been... a great horse.
Did you know from the start that he was going to be a superstar?
To jump the level that he jumped, I don't know if I thought he could jump that, but for sure we thought he had something that he could be a very, very good horse. But he was very, very special.
So I guess it was a bit bittersweet to have to leave him?
Yeah, it was. I was okay to let him go. I had great fun with him, but yeah, I think it was time for somebody else to bring him along, and when my mother agreed to sell him, then it was time.
And from a breeding perspective, which is your current favourite stallion for breeding?
Last year we used Hermitage Cologne quite a bit. I think he's a fantastic horse. Gran Dorado as well, I think we used a bit. I think he's also a very, very good horse, and there's a lot of horses by Gran Dorado now that are showing very good qualities. And then, yeah, didn't really use so much else.
And you still have a big breeding operation back home?
Small enough. We don't have so much, maybe 3 or 4 mares, and we have some younger mares and we try and take some embryos and stuff off, but yeah, it's not so big.
And are you currently riding any homebreds, or are you riding all of yours as horses?
Not at the moment. I have one homebred actually by McGregor, and hopefully when I come back from here I can take him over to Belgium and see how he is.
How old is he?
He's 8, yeah. Yeah.
And how's he doing so far?
He jumped Sangerside last year. He was clear 2 days in his 7-year-olds, but he was a bit too slow to qualify for the final. And then since then, he's just had a break. Hopefully he can come over and then I can start jumping him in the summer.
I think one of the particularities of Ireland and the horse culture you have there is that you really let horses be horses. You know, you see them out grazing and galloping in these big green grass fields. I guess at the 5-star level, this becomes much more difficult to do because there's so much more into play. There's the risks, there's the owners. Do you think at this level, it's still possible to let horses be horses?
I think it's a very difficult topic. There's a lot of value in the horses. Price of horses has gone up quite a lot in the last few years. And I think some people don't really like to let them out. But yeah, I think the horses, like you said, the horses have to be horses. And it's also, they don't know their value. So it's nice for them to go in the field. Okay, there is also a lot of risks. But yeah, I think it's difficult to leave them in the stable and then leave them in the stable 23 hours in a day and then ask them to come out for an hour and jump a 5-star Grand Prix is also very difficult.
And is it difficult to convince the owners, for example, to let you have this flexibility?
I think with an owner that, yeah, unless they come from a horse background, then they have to let you a little bit be flexible and be, yeah, in the end, it's going to come down to you if something happens. So, you have to take a little bit of responsibility and know the horse quite a bit, because if it's a little bit crazy then you're not going to put it in the field. Maybe it's better to hand graze it, and yeah, so you have to be a little bit sensible.
You're still very young and you have been doing this for a long time now. Have you ever considered doing something else, going to university or just do something completely different?
No, never. Never. Since I was young I always wanted to do horses, and yeah, it's not really a work for us, but it's not really a job. It's more of a love for the horses. They don't never wake up in the morning and say, I have to go ride today. I think it's very enjoyable.
Have you followed the traditional circuit, like ponies, juniors, young riders?
Yeah, I had into ponies in Ireland. And then when I was, turning 12, I rode my first horse and ponies were out the window. I hated ponies after that. I did my first Europeans here in 2013, Children on Horses, at the Sunshine Tour here. And then I did 7 or 8 Europeans all in a row after that. Yeah, so horses was always ahead of ponies for me.
And was there a particular moment that you remember where it all clicked and you said, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just always, I would go to school, come home, ride, go to school, come home, ride. That was basically how it was, and I just kept going, and when I finished school I just couldn't, we got more horses, and then it all just progressed, and I never thought at a point that I was going to give up or anything. It was always just, it was there.
Keep pushing forward. And so we know that sadly in this sport you end up having more bad days than good days. Has there ever been a particular challenge or setback that in the end helped you grow as a rider?
That's definitely true. There's definitely more bad days than good days. Yeah, I think probably come back a bit stronger from all of the setbacks. Okay, you go home and you visualize it and you look at your videos and you try to see where the weakest points are and try and work at home on them, and try and fix it before you go to the next show. And yeah.
Are you considering moving on your own, building your own system?
At the moment, not. I'm very happy at Yoss's. I think he's a great team there. He's very, very supportive, and he's fantastic trainer. A lot of people come to train with him, and I'm very grateful to be there. For the moment, no.
So you mentioned that you started with him thanks to the Young Riders Academy. Can you talk a bit about your experience there? Because if we're not mistaken, it was during COVID.
Yeah.
Was it a bit different from now?
Yeah, it was. It was very difficult for them to organize seminars and stuff. Thankfully, we got a few in and we went to Sweden. And we went to Samoa in France. And yeah, the academy helped me greatly getting into Yosses, and I got to do Sertogenbosch a few years ago, thanks to Young Riders Academy. They've been great help along the way. They were very encouraging and they supported a lot. And yeah, I think for any young rider, if you can get the opportunity to go for Young Riders Academy, it's definitely worth it.
Is the selection process very competitive? Do you have to be invited?
You get selected by your national federation. So the Young Riders Academy asked the federation who they would like to send to represent them, and I think their selection process was recently,
I think it's next week maybe.
It could be, I think it's soon, yeah. They have 2 days in Peelbergen, and then you jump there, you do interviews, and then from there it's picked.
Ah, so they see you ride, but they also talk to you to see kind of how you are as well off the saddle.
Yeah.
Which point would you say is the hardest?
I think most of the people going there ride good enough, so they already know how they ride. So it's more about how you represent yourself and just keep talking.
And how did you represent yourself, or what selling point did you give them compared to all the other young talents there?
I don't know. I have no idea, honestly. It was a while ago now. But yeah, just any of the questions, tried to answer them as good as possible. And I must have done something right.
And one of the particularities, as you mentioned, that the academy does help you get into these big shows. But you entered in the COVID time when a lot of the shows were cancelled. Did they kind of recuperate this and help you then once you graduated as well to get into the bigger shows? Or is it once you graduate, you have the contacts, but then they don't get involved anymore?
No, they will help along the way. I never really had so much contact after. We still speak a bit, but for the bigger shows, I did a lot of Nations Cups and stuff. Actually, last year, they did help a little bit to get into Rome for the Nations Cup there. She was pushing the chef to keep from Ireland. Eleonora was pushing the chef to keep quite a bit. And thankfully she got me on it. And
And so speaking about the Nations Cup, Chef d'Equipe, is there a lot of competition between the under 25s, let's say, to get into these Nations Cups? Because it's you and the Wackman brothers, no?
Yeah, Ireland actually, they have such a vast selection of riders, the Watchmans, there's Mikey Pender, there's so many good riders. I suppose now there's less of the League of Nations, but there's also some more Rolex shows with Nations Cups at them. So yeah, I think when you have results and you're strong, then I think everybody has a chance.
It's true that the Irish, you have a very strong and big team now in the world of show jumping. But one thing we really notice, especially in the winter, is that the Irish love to go over to the States. Can you talk a bit about this, why they all choose? Because it's a big group that's there right now. There's Dara, there's Kian O'Connor, and a few more. Is this something you would consider doing in the future?
Yeah, probably. I was there once before, years ago. It was very, very good. It's kind of like a Disneyland for horses over there. It's also a fantastic place. The money there, I suppose, is a big encouragement for the riders to go there and jump. And they have a lot of five-star shows. Most of the, like you said, Kian, Dara Kenny, and Shane Sweetham, they've been going there for years, and Shane Sweetham was based there most of the year. Yeah, I think when they went there, Wellington was just getting going, and they found good owners and decided to stay there.
And what do you think is the main advantage about going overseas, whether it be the US or the UAE?
I think they have more five stars. I think in Europe, it's very, very competitive. It's also competitive in the other shows, but I suppose, yeah, there's not as many. There's a lot of good horses and good riders, but maybe I think it could be more difficult in Europe. That's only my opinion, but.
And so is the decision to go abroad made by the rider or the owner or joint?
In my position, it would be made by Jos, but I think the rider mostly makes their own plans, and then if the owners are happy, then it's good.
I'm going back to riding for a team because it just popped up into my head. But when you were in Barcelona, you were riding with those big names. How does it feel to be in a team with them? How's this team spirit within the Irish team, knowing that you're the youngest?
Yeah, okay. Max was also on the team with me, so I didn't feel too bad. But yeah, to ride with Keane and Trevor Breen and Daniel Coyle, it's always to wear the Irish jacket. I think any rider says it, that it's just always a privilege to jump on a team for your country. And yeah, you just try to go there and do the best you can. And hopefully you can get the results that are wanted. And yeah, it's always a big pressure, but yeah.
Are they helping you, giving you advice?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, they're all very, very encouraging, and they're also on the team, so they want you to go well. But yeah, they try to give as much advice as possible and help out. Yeah, it's when you go for a team with Ireland, they usually have a very good team spirit.
And so back then we've talked quite a bit about McGregor, but can you talk to us about your current horses? Who's the top horse in your stable right now?
I have Guppy Vidal. I have him here. Jumped him in Mechlin in the World Cup and also in Madrid. Hopefully he can go to Miami and Mexico as well. I have a few I have a new horse this year, Cobalens van der Mittershove. He was formerly ridden by Darren Demersoy. He had great results with Darren. I was lucky enough to get him this year, and yeah, hopefully we can try and get to know each other over the next 4 weeks, and hopefully it can be something with him.
Is it very tough and competitive to find a good 5-star horse these days?
It's very, very difficult. I think you need to be watching all the time, and unless you have a very good owner, I think you need to find them when they're younger and just dream that they're going to be what you think they're going to be, and just be patient with them. I think patience with the younger horses is very important, that you don't rush them too quickly and that they can develop.
And do you think that's something that's missing? Because now we often see, especially with the young horses, everyone's trying to, not everyone, but often you see that they're trying to speed along the process.
Yeah, a lot of people now probably are pushing them a little bit quicker than they should be. But yeah, I think it's more with the pressure of not having the horse, and then they're trying to get the horse, not having a real top one, and they think that they have a top one, and then they push it. And then, in my opinion, I think if you push them too quickly, I think their career can be a little bit shorter. I think when you let them mature slowly and progress without any rush when they're younger, then for sure they can go in the sport a lot longer.
And do you have any rising superstars currently?
I'll tell you in 4 weeks. I think I have a few. I've one very good 9-year-old. He's by Cannon. I think he's a very, very special horse.
So we want to jump to the other part of the discussion. It's more flash question that you have to answer spontaneously and not think too much about it. So what's the show you dream of winning?
Aachen.
That's a very popular response.
or Dublin. I'd love to win a Dublin.
Have you ever been to Aachen?
I went not last year, the year before, to watch the Grand Prix. So it's amazing.
Any chance that you'll be selected for the Nations Cup this year?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to push the Sheffield Keefe. Yeah,
and I think Berlin is right after in the global, so you could combine it.
yeah, be perfect.
Lucky charm you have with you when you go to shows?
No lucky charms.
No, not superstitious.
No. I think you just need a rub of the green, as the Irish say before.
Your favorite Irish rider and international rider?
Favorite Irish rider. I think I could get shot for saying the wrong person. I think Darragh Kennedy is a very, very good rider. He's got a great form at the moment. To be honest, most of the riders in the top rankings are all very, very good riders. And international, I think Marcus. I always loved watching Marcus ride when I was younger. I think he's unbelievable horseman. And also John, also a legend of the sport. I think two of them are idols for me. And very, very grateful to have the opportunity to ride on the Falcons Wear United with them this year.
But have they shared any words of wisdom with you yet, or is that to come?
Hopefully that's to come.
Okay, so best memory in the sport?
I think winning the Nations Cup in Rome last year was something special. Rome is such a prestigious show. I think Ireland, it was the first time that Ireland have won it. I think, yeah, that was probably the most special point so far.
Night in or night out?
Night out.
If you were not a professional rider, what do you think you would have done?
I probably would have done something. My dad has a truck company. Maybe I would have done something in that, yeah.
Do you drive your own truck?
I have a truck license, yeah.
And how is that?
It's fine. Quite enjoy it, actually, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
It's not stressful with the horses in the back?
No. Oh, it's quite good.
And parking?
It's okay. It's not bad. Mightn't be great, but it's not bad.
Train with Dara Kenny or Kian O'Connor?
Oof. I would say Kian.
The Irish team you want to see in Paris this summer?
I think that's very difficult. As we spoke before, I think there's so many Irish riders that can be there. I think you see Wellington there last night, 3, 4 and 5 was all Irish. Yeah, I think when July comes, I think Michael Blake is going to have a very difficult decision to make.
Yeah, I think especially with Daniel Coyle, with Legacy, he's just winning absolutely everything.
Yeah, he's really flying at the moment. And then we haven't even mentioned the team that was second in Abu Dhabi 2 weeks ago. So yeah, there's so many Irish riders out there at the moment with very, very good results.
And do you know if you've made the shortlist?
No, I'm not sure. I never asked.
How does the usually work for the qualifications?
So you have to have jumped, I think you've 4-star or 5-star Grand Prix, 2 double clears or something like this. Not really 100% sure. And then, yeah, you just have to have good results and work, I suppose, if your goal for the year is the Olympics, then you have to work towards that. And hopefully, when the time comes, you get selected.
And speaking of goals, what are your short-term and long-term goals?
I think short-term goals would be try and be as consistent as I can on the globals, the ones that I do, that hopefully that will be successful. Maybe try and do a few Nations Cups. I'd love to go to Rome again this year. Gorgeous place, great atmosphere. Everything about the show is very, very good. Long-term goals, win the Grand Prix in Dublin, yeah.
Your favourite song to get into competition mood?
I don't know. I like country music.
Really?
Yeah, I do, yeah. When I was driving down here, I was listening to all country, singing my head off in the truck on the way down. Thankfully, there was nobody with me to listen to it, so.
You drive on your own?
I was driving on my own, yeah.
With the horses or?
No, I just had the gear in the back, the tack trunks and stuff, so yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Build your dream Irish team of all time, including yourself.
Eddie Mackin, probably Keane, John Lettingham, and I don't know. There's so many of them.
And yourself, of course.
Oh, yeah, and myself, yeah.
A specific friend you like to have with you on shows?
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. I'm a very good friend, Robert Murphy. We work together in Yosses. We talk a lot about the horses and bounce ideas off each other. And yeah, we try to encourage each other to do the best we can. So yeah, he's good to have around.
Favourite horse on the circuit right now?
Probably this United Touch. He won again last night, an unbelievable horse. What Richie Vogel is doing with him is amazing.
He's incredible. Yeah. I mean, the jump off in Geneva, I think, is unprecedented.
Yeah, I think if everybody in the world tried to go and beat him, no chance would anyone have beaten that round.
Have you had the opportunity to ride in Geneva?
I did the 125s there 2 years ago. I was second at the Grand Prix. Yeah, it's a fantastic show. Unfortunately, I had to go before the Grand Prix, but the atmosphere there for the other classes was something else. For an indoor show, feels like an outdoor, but the atmosphere of an indoor is amazing.
Outdoor or indoor?
Outdoor, definitely, yeah.
Grass or sand?
Grass.
So you're at the good place here.
Yeah. If you could steal a horse from an under 25 rider right now and never give it back?
I think I'd have to take Kilkenny from Max Watchman. I think that was an unbelievable horse. Yeah.
Best piece of advice you've ever received?
Patience, yeah. Patience is the biggest thing with a horse. I think, it's definitely patience.
Have you ever lost your temper or patience?
Yeah. Yeah, a few times. And I think the rider's biggest weakness is to fight with a horse. I think when you fight with a horse, you lose your temper. I think in the end, it brings nothing. Every rider probably does it at some point, but try and keep your calm all the time. That's what you try to do anyway.
And last question before we let you go. What advice would you give to young riders out there?
Work hard. Yeah, work hard. Try and get as much training as possible. I think with horses, you learn something new every day. Every day is an education for you and the horse. I think when the times get tough, then you need to work harder.
But thank you so much, Jack. We wish you the best for these next 4 weeks. And then we can't wait to see you globetrotting across the world in the global and hopefully deliver some very, very good results.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Beyond the Stables. We hope that you enjoyed this insightful and authentic conversation with Jack as much as we did. We apologize if at times the audio suffered from background noises. It was difficult to find a quiet place away from the wind and crowds amidst all the action here at the Sunshine Tour. Make sure to follow Jack Ryan on Instagram to follow his journey and cheer him on from afar. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow us and subscribe to stay up to date on our latest releases. Your support is important to us as it helps us continue to bring you inspiring stories from the world of show jumping. See you next week for our next episode.
They jump the last, they're clear. That's a great start. That is an absolutely superb round.